Now, with children being in school less this last year with lockdowns, they've had less safety instruction than previous years, but they've been online more than ever. And particularly in the summer months with school holidays, online chatting and social media, it's a way for young people to keep connected with their friends. But there are certain pieces of information that children should never give out online for their safety. And on the line now to tell us more, we have Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. Let's jump right in, Graham. What are the main pieces of personal information that a child should never give out online when chatting with people or posting content?
Well, we'll go straight in, Donald. The five things to not give away: name, age, address, phone, email address. So those are the five: name, date of birth, address, phone and email. Must never give out.
And it's extremely important for parents to remember to teach their children to never speak to strangers online. Could you please share with us a case study for an example that highlights the importance of this?
Yeah, one of the issues in that area is that this has sort of moved on a wee bit now. It's not sort of just stranger danger. People are getting cleverer now. And there's a story on our website, which I think very nicely covers it. A girl was trapped into giving her name, her dog's name out, and she was 8 or 9, in an accidental conversation, the dog's name being Snowy, and a year or so later, fella came back and said, how's Snowy? And that, of course, made her drop all of her, made her drop her guard, and unfortunately, she, arranged to meet him. But fortunately, her mother was quick enough to pick this up, and they did. The cops did eventually pick up a stranger in the area who had intended to meet her. But what that point demonstrates is it's not just stranger danger. It's like the internet has moved on, entrapment has moved on, and you know that's something the child just didn't cover under common sense. She thought that was harmless. She didn't realize, and Mum only discovered because she accidentally left her iPad upstairs and had gone out with her phone, and she'd seen the messaging and she'd realized her child's error. But it's not just the five common sense ones. It's we've got to be really careful all of the time. And like all of the email scams, which have become a lot smarter, you know, we're on 2.0 now. We're on to the next level. And this is something that, you know, internet safety needs to cover over the next 6 months as we go back to school in a few weeks' time.
So something as simple as children sharing their dog's name could put them in danger. We need to be really mindful of this. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the point there was the child thought that was irrelevant piece of information at the time. She did subsequently think about it a little bit, but of course when the guy came back and said, oh, I saw you in the park the other day with Snowy, that of course opened it up for him and he was able to connect with her. So need to be really, really careful. It's not just the five I mentioned, which just to recap was the name of the child, your age, your address, your phone and email. These are the five you must protect. But you've got to be smart. The internet's a learned habit, and we've got to be using our common sense all of the time.
And you have a website, besecureonline.ie. I believe you have a resource that parents can use for this.
Yeah, thanks. If you just jump onto the front page of that, besecureonline.ie, we have a very good email club, and there's a series of about 40 emails that come to you with all of these tips on a daily or every second day, and gives people reminders. And you don't have to, even if you just follow, say, 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 of the tips, you will totally change email and internet safety and online safety and gaming and better gaming for your kids forever.
And we need to be vigilant of this also. Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Cheers. And you can check out that website, like Graham said, besecureonline.ie.